Diamonds and Toads.
A proud woman has two daughters. The older daughter is very much like the mother. She looks like her mother, and she acts like her mother. Nobody likes them. The mother's younger daughter is different. She is kind and polite. She is also very beautiful. The mother likes the older daughter the most. The mother is cruel and unkind to the younger daughter. She makes the younger daughter do all the work. Every day, the younger daughter goes to get water. The river is a long way from the house. The girl must carry a large jug to the river. There, she fills it. Then, she must carry it back. One day, an old lady comes to the river. She sees the beautiful girl filling the jug. The old lady asks,
"Will you give me some water?"
The young girl says, "Of course." She takes the old lady's jug to fill it, but the jug is dirty. The young girl washes it first. Then she goes to a place where the river water is clean. She fills the old lady's jug. She also holds the jug for the old lady to give her a drink. The old lady drinks some water. Then she says,
"You are very beautiful. You are also kind. I want to give you a gift."
The old lady is really a fairy. She looks like an old lady to test the true heart of the girl. She wants to see how kind the girl will be. The fairy says,
"This is your gift. When you talk, a flower or a jewel will come out of your mouth."
The girl fills her jug with water and returns home. Of course, her mother is angry because she is late. The girl's mother yells at her. The girl says,
"I'm sorry for coming late."
As she talks, three roses fall from her mouth. One pearl also falls from her mouth, and one diamond falls out too.
"What is this?"
asks her mother.
"Pearls and diamonds fall from your mouth. Why, daughter?"
This is the first time her mother calls the girl her daughter. The girl tells her mother about the old lady by the river. As she talks, more flowers and jewels fall from her mouth. The mother calls her older daughter. She tells her,
"Look, see how jewels fall from your sister's mouth. Don't you want a gift like that? Take a jug, fill it with water at the river. An old lady is there. She will ask you for a drink. Give her some water and be nice to her."
The older daughter looks at her mother. She says,
"What? You want me to go to the river?"
She laughs at her mother. The girl's mother picks up a stick. In an angry voice, she says,
"Get a jug and go!"
The girl is not happy. She finds a small silver jug and goes to the river. The girl gets to the river. She sits on a rock. Then, a lady walks out of the woods toward her. The lady is wearing a beautiful dress. She looks very much like a princess. The lady asks the girl for some water. This is really the fairy. She looks like a princess to test the true heart of the girl. She wants to see how rude the girl will be. The girl looks at the lady. In a rude voice, she says,
I didn't come here to get water for you, but I have the silver jug. You can drink from it. Here, get the water for yourself.
The fairy says, You are very rude. However, I want to give you a gift. This is your gift. When you talk, a toad or a snake will come out of your mouth. The girl runs home to her mother. Her mother is waiting by the door for her. As soon as she sees her daughter, the mother asks,
Well, my daughter?
The girl opens her mouth and cries,
Mother!
As she talks, a big toad hops out of her mouth.
What is this?
Her mother asks.
Your sister did this to you?
Then she turns to the younger girl. She picks up a stick and says,
You will pay for this!
The young girl runs from the house and hides in the woods. As she hides, the girl hears a horse. Then she sees a man riding through the woods. It is the king's son. He is going home after hunting all day. The king's son sees the girl. He thinks she is very beautiful. He asks,
What are you doing here? And why are you hiding?
The girl tells him,
My mother is angry with me. I ran into the woods to hide from her.
As she talks, many pearls and diamonds fall from the girl's mouth.
What is this?
Asks the king's son.
Why do jewels fall from your mouth?
The girl tells him the whole story. The king's son falls in love with the girl. He takes her back to his castle. They marry and live happily after that.